One reason Hitler probably appreciated Wagner is because Wagner did a lot to legitimize Germany by digging deep into those mythic roots as Germany was trying to legitimize itself as a Johnny-come-lately to the family of nations in Europe by having those deep roots.
You're correct, and there's one opera of Wagner's that I will never be a fan of. That's called Die Meistersinger von Nuremberg, which is supposedly a comedy, but it's 6 hours. It's not very funny. It has glorious music, but it's about the superiority of German culture. And the things that he glorifies in that opera are not necessarily the things that I care about. I'm not saying it's about anti-Semitism, but it's about a certain basic bourgeois mentality that I don't particularly embrace. I'm a working man, and somehow the mentality of this is about superiority, and I'm egalitarian. I don't believe in that.
Just for the sake of people who get mixed up with all the Strausses, sort out the different Strausses for us so we know what we're talking about.
The Strauss family of Vienna is no relation to Richard Strauss. Richard Strauss was from Munich, and Johann Strauss Sr. and Jr. were the waltz kings and wrote the operettas like Die Fledermaus, and that's a whole separate tradition. Richard Strauss wrote wonderful waltzes too, but really the people the Viennese love and eat their whipped cream to is the Strauss family of Vienna.
The earlier Strausses, okay.